This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. After more than two decades of negotiations, U.S. potato growers thought they'd finally made it after the Mexican Supreme Court ruled last year that the Mexican market should reopen to U.S. potatoes. But National Potato Council CEO Cam Quarles says that Christmas season agreement they were celebrating fell apart quickly.
Almost within a couple of weeks of that agreement being signed, Mexico started backpedaling on what they had agreed to. And that's where we are today, is unfortunately no closer to reopening that market.
That, Quarles says, is a huge financial hit.
Again, it's $150 million every single year that Mexico delays providing the access that U.S. growers rightfully should have. So this is big money for the growers. It's big money for all the communities those growers support. And, you know, I think it's a priority for the Biden administration to get something done here.
But the rules, Quarles says, just seem to keep changing.
By asking for something that's not in the agreement, Mexico further delays. They don't need to find something to keep us out of the market. What they need to do is keep moving the goalposts so that we never actually get back in the market.
Tune in tomorrow for more on the plight of U.S. potatoes getting into the Mexican market and what can be done to ensure that the already signed agreement is upheld.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.